Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Oh my goodness, it's been quite a while since I've listened to that many verses of Steve Voss. Good evening, Jeff Bennett here, filling in for John Stattmiller on the National Intel Report. It's been a long, long day, and I did not get to bed till nearly 4 o'clock this morning. Woke up about an hour later than I needed to, but that's okay. I've made up for it. Let me walk you through some things. We're going to spend a fair amount of time talking economics this next 2 hours. I'm already starting to trip over my tongue. We'll get into some other things. There'll be some historical things. All of these things kind of meld together. For those of you who may not be aware of, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have a program called Protecting Your Wealth here on RBN that we host for an hour. And we come on at, what is that, noon? No, I come on at noon, 2 o'clock Central Time. And if you're available at all, tune in. For those of you who did not today, good. I'm going to kind of basically do much of what I did this morning, plus much more. Let me give you some market updates today. It's been a very, very interesting day. Dow Jones Industrial closed up nearly 250 points at 26,753 and change. S&P 500 up 27 and three quarters at 29.54. NASDAQ set all-time records today. They closed up 64 points at 80.51. Global Dow down 91 as of this moment, 0.91 at 3077. I'll get to the metals in a few minutes. The oil thing ticked me off because we've been watching the cost of a barrel of oil decline over the last month or so. Down 67, down 53, down 17, up $4, back down again. Today was an interesting day, up 312 a barrel at 56.88. Now that's not too bad. That's still somewhat livable, but we're at the point where a lot of schools around the country are going through graduation this week, and that means they're going to be hitting the road to go to Disney World, Disneyland, Six Flags, wherever they're going to go off to. So they've got to find a way to manipulate the cost to drive the gasoline prices up again. That's the way they do it. We're going to be talking about they a little bit more later in the program. Let's talk about metals for just a few minutes. And I'm going to do this in a roundabout way. I'm going to give you some of the normal figures, and I'm going to sit on gold and silver for just a bit. But rhodium closed down $70 today at $2,980. Palladium was down $19 at $1,465 an ounce. Platinum ended the day flat at down $5 at $805 an ounce. What you're going to find interesting is we're closing in on nearly a set of six. Oh, no, wait a minute. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We're closing in on what? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yeah, we're closing in on almost a $600 per ounce spread between platinum and gold. Now, that is insane. I always thought 300 was insane because I've never known a platinum to be below gold. Platinum is dropped almost completely out of favor. Are they no longer using it to manufacture catalytic converters? I don't know what's going on. Silver right now is sitting at, give me a second, I've got to flip to some different pages because there's more accurate figures elsewhere. I'm looking at spot silver right now at about 1545. And I will tell you that because of a phone call I just completed about 15 minutes ago with a client back east, that is actually down nearly 20 cents an ounce from where it was on Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, 2018. So unusual to see silver doing that. But the interesting counter to it is gold. Silver has been in a real flux lately. It's not been doing particularly well. At 3 o'clock in the morning, my time, and I'm on the Pacific Coast. I mean, I'm in Arizona, but it's considered Pacific at this time of the year. We don't participate in daylight. So, in effect, at 6 a.m. Eastern time, gold had hit $1,382.40. By 6.5 hours later, it was up to $1,394.40. Now, my comment at the time was is that gold is still on the move. I expected that when the New York markets would open this morning, that they would manipulate the price of gold back downward. It did not happen. It kept going up. Not a lot, but it kept going up. My comment last night at that hour was eventually this will pass, the reality will set in. Because of what's happening around the globe, in this country and around the world, once gold explodes, it is going to explode. Simple. 6:06 a.m. Yeah. Another 6 hours later, gold prices had surged nearly 3% to a five-year high. At the point in time that that was written, gold had hit $1,385. Remember, it's already gone up higher than that. There's been a little bit of settling. I'll share that with you in a minute. Not a lot. Gold gains in dollars took it to its highest level since March of 2014. Short covering by futures market participants is a primary factor in the sharp gains overnight. Large hedge funds globally were going long gold due to increasing worries about the U.S. and global economy. So what we're seeing is a new sense of urgency from investors in recent days and an increase in, well, wait a minute, let's describe investors. The author of this column, when they talk about investors, starts talking about paper gold, futures, contracts, stuff of that nature. They're not buying the real thing. Their idea is buy it, make a bunch of money, and sell it, and be done with it. When I talk to the listeners of RBN and other places where I've broadcast over the last nearly 25 years, people like yourself are investing in security. And we've got a lot of things to invest against right now. So we're looking at people right now who want to invest in a safe haven. We're buying due to concerns about the geopolitical and economic outlook. That's where we're sitting. So, obviously, we recommend doing something about it. But we're getting ahead of the curve. As we sit right now, gold is at about $1,392. Now, if you go to my website, MorganaPreciousMetals.com, you won't see $1,392. And the reason for that is what you're going to see over there is 1387.90. Why the disparity? Well, because what I'm reading off of is showing what you and I call the aftermarket. It's moved out of New York. It's moved further west. We're going to be approaching Hong Kong. We'll eventually, in the middle of the night, hit London. That's where we begin to see the major increases. And by the way, there is a guy named Paul Tudor Jones. More than likely made a huge killing last week. He warned people to buy gold and gold stocks. 9 chances out of 10, this guy probably made a pretty big killing because he did it. And now look what's happened. It's pure insanity. Absolute insanity. So there is a disparity in spot gold. You can go to 10 different sites and see 9 different variations of what spot is. Some quote bid, some quote ask. That's a wholesale and a retail figure on spot gold, not the cost of a product. What is spot? Spot is a dart throw of what gold is worth on paper, not the real product. And you're not going to get near spot, you know, too close to spot unless you're buying multitudes of ounces. You know, we're talking 500 ounces and more. I don't begin to see major breaks until I get to 400 ounces as a general rule, with some suppliers maybe 100 ounces. So, you know, that's why we're having this disparity. But as we sit right now, beginning with the overseas market, gold is now up to $1,392.50. That's a pretty astounding day. And by the way, they're telling me that that's actually off by $4.40. So, yeah, we reached a point of about almost $1,397 today. Pretty good day. Pretty darn good day. Last October, it was over $200 less than that. So don't tell me gold's a bad place to be. Let's break from this for a minute. Some things I've got published on the website. One of the areas that has caused a lot of furor over the last few years, specifically a Bitcoin, let's say, but cryptocurrencies in general. And I think one of the most brilliant cartoon artists on the planet today is a guy named Ben Garrison. And he published a new one called Cryptomania. His opening line in the article that goes along, he's rare. Most people just, you know, cartoonists do their cartoons and it says all they're going to say. Garrison writes a brief column to go along with each piece. Bitcoin is making new highs for the year, Garrison opens, and it inspired me to draw this cartoon. Now, I'm going to tell you how you can see it later if you've not seen it already. The cartoon's called Cryptomania New Editions. And you look it around at 8 or 9 different so-called crypto-type currencies. These are the competitors to Bitcoin. You may not be aware of the fact Facebook has now come up with their own cryptocurrency. And in Garrison's warped sense of humor, which I love because I've got the same sickness, it's got a picture of Zuckerberg on a coin, Little Big Brother Social Credit. Here's Commie Coin. What the heck's the Commie Coin say? It's got Bernie Sanders on it. It says, pay me back in taxes. The Joe Biden Bitcoin. Bit Biden. And he's leaning over some gal sniffing her hair. And the instead of calling it 1 cent or 1 Bitcoin or $1, it's called 1 cent, spelled S-C-E-N-T. In other words, he's sniffing away. There's the millennial currency, cryptocurrency, which has got an angry, yelling and screaming gal ready to have a heart attack, and it's called millennial money. We've got the Rhino coin. All talk, no action. We've got from CNN the fake trust our lies coin. The Nancy Pelosi, called the Pelosi Peso, open borders Bitcoin or crypto coin. And my favorite, the last two are the best. And I have to be careful with one because the language does get a little bit loose. It's the Hillary crypto coin called Pay for Play. It's not called a Bitcoin, though. It's called a BITCH coin. And I hate to say it, but my favorite among them is Pete's Butt Coin. This is the strange fellow that's running for the presidency. Pete's Butt Coin, legal and tender. That's the twisted sickness that we face in this nation today in so many respects. Now, understand, Zuckerberg over at Facebook is going to roll out a Facebook cryptocurrency based on a reliable blockchain called Libra, which suggests scales of justice. It'll be his justice, of course. Visa and PayPal are already backing it. To me, that raises even more red flags. But I think it's going to be used to advance a social credit system, kind of like the one currently being used in China. Now, while Libra is supposed to help make purchases on select sites, it will also inevitably be used to regulate behavior. Positive posts on Facebook might be rewarded, while perceived negative ones will cost users. And in that manner, they hope to control online behavior through the use of their cryptocurrency. The rest of the coins in Ben's cartoons are meant as humor, but Zuckerberg crypto is no joke. It's scary because it's not just about convenience, it's mostly about control. The authoritarian control freaks, including the Zucker, are already fabulously wealthy, but they can't fully control Bitcoin. So their solution is to come up with their own cryptocurrencies. And once they get the public hooked on them, they'll be able to penalize or turn off accounts as they see fit. Of course, that's already taking place at Facebook. So maybe that's why going cashless is a bad idea. Also why it's a good idea to have real money. Gold and silver. Hidden, but handy. They can't turn off gold. Ben Garrison. That is the first time that I have ever read or heard of Ben Garrison making any commentary about gold and or silver or real money acquisition. It was an interesting surprise. All right. You got to bear with me. Like I say, it's a long day. Little by little, we'll get with it here. So typically, I don't get to bed till around 2 in the morning, my time. That's 5 Eastern time, which means a lot of you are starting to get up. So typically very late at night, I try to post what I refer to as double eagle headlines before going to bed. And that way they're there bright and early the next morning. Here's the posting for today. Bada boom, bada bing. Cannot think of many organizations or people that can convey a 180-degree pivot by the use of a single word, except for the Federal Reserve and its chairman, Jerome Powell. I can't keep this guy's name in my head. He's just such a lackluster character. When we looked at the FedWatch tool yesterday, it predicted less than a 20% probability that the Federal Reserve would announce and implement a rate cut today. And that's exactly what happened. Why bada boom, bada bing? Gave an excuse to post a picture of Tony Soprano next to it. These kind of headlines and more you can find on our site, MorganaPreciousMetals.com. For those of you who've been longtime listeners, the website used to be known as KettleMorainePreciousMetals.com. A very difficult name to get spelled out to the normal listening audience, except for a few people up in Madison, Wisconsin. They understand what Kettle Moraine is. And we go appropriately. So we did kind of a twisted name change, Morgana. It's kind of a takeoff of Morgan Silver Dollars, but Morgana is, of course, representative of the hot little pirate babe we've got located in an image in the upper right-hand corner of the site. I call her Morgana. She's a redheaded, it's a painting, redheaded, very good-looking pirate kicking over a chest full of gold coins. It made sense to me, but then I tend to think on the fly upon occasion. Let me go back in time a little bit. And for those of you who were tuned in this morning, I apologize. You're listening to a little bit of a rehash of exactly what you heard this morning. But it all made sense, and I felt it was worthwhile to share with the audience, give you some things to think about. I don't very often get to come on the evenings. We got a break. All right, sit tight. We'll be right back. Something to me.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back for a few moments before the bottom of the hour. Jeff Bennett filling in for John tonight. Sidestep for just a moment. I received an email several hours ago that really intrigued me. It's a case I've been watching for quite a while. There's this World War I memorial cross in the shape of a 40-foot-tall cross, which is on public land. And it was put up as a memorial to honor those who died and served in World War I. And, of course, there's this group of atheists and others who have been screaming and demanding it be torn down. Supreme Court awarded today and upheld the cross. The cross gets to stay. We won one for a change. Okay? Very happy to read that story. What else we get? We picked up here some other interesting stuff. AOC, that's the wacko from Brooklyn, who really isn't from Brooklyn, apparently has now come out, and she's accusing Obama of also running concentration camps. What this chick knows about concentration camps, I flushed down the toilet about 3 hours ago. She's out of her mind. I pray God that she gets voted out real quick, real quick. She's a nutcase. What else we got going on? Some side headlines. I'm not going to worry about it. we'll get back to it. I'm going to start a little bit of a story. January the 6th of 1970, I left Vietnam. And on January the 7th, about 20-some, 30-some-odd hours later, I mustered out of the U.S. Army. And so many people that I'd been in Vietnam with, when they knew that when they got home, they were going to be mustering out, they were going to be back in civilian life. Many of them said that their intent was to not get a job. They were going to collect unemployment and food stamps and welfare, whatever else they could get. And I think a lot of guys came home with that attitude. Probably by the 10th or 11th, maybe the 12th of January, four or five days later, I decided the heck with it, I'm going to do it too, until I can find something. So I went down to the unemployment office, which I went home to my mother's home in Northbrook, Illinois, and I had to go all the way to Evanston, which was a 20, 25-minute drive to get there. They didn't have an unemployment office in Deerfield or Northbrook. So I went down there and applied, and they sit down and say, well, you realize that in order to be eligible, you'll have to come in once a week. There was no internet back then, none of this online stuff. You had to go out and come back in and show that you had applied for at least three jobs in that week to be eligible, and you could then pick up your check. So I came back the next week, and I had my stuff filled out. I'd gone out in some interviews. I don't even remember for what. And I certainly didn't want to go back in the grocery store. I didn't want to get back into the restaurant business. But as I stood in line waiting to go up and turn my paperwork in and collect my first week's unemployment benefit check, I realized the number of people standing in line with their nice camel hair coats and their little fedoras and all this business and nice three-piece suits. And I said, I don't want to be a part of this nonsense. Okay, I'm out of here. I had a job within a matter of weeks or a matter of days. I was originally hired by a company called Gateway Erectors. There's a reason I'm telling you this whole story, so bear with me. Gateway Erectors did concrete form work, and they were in the midst of doing major additions and overhauls to McCormick Place in downtown Chicago. And we were doing all the concrete form work. I was hired to be a... work with blueprints, et cetera, et cetera. Just kind of a graphic guy, and because we had to determine how many shores we needed and how many jacks were needed and how much equipment to be able to pour this, that, and the other thing, we had to develop all this, and then, of course, an order would be given to us that we had to get loaded on a truck the next day, et cetera. Long involved story, the guy hired me, I think partially because I had some background in that field. Not a lot, but I had some knowledge of it. So I knew how to sit down, read a blueprint, do what I had to do. But the deal that I made with the guy is, I'd like the job. Thank you for the offer. However, I'd like to spend 2 months working out in the yard so I have a full understanding of what these pieces of equipment are. And the process of the trucks and the loading and the various different people I've got to work with. He says, great. That's one of the best bits of advice I've ever been offered. He said, I'm going to take you up on that. The problem is, about 6 weeks later, he got transferred to the main corporate offices down in the south side of Chicago. The guy who replaced him was completely unaware of the offer that had been made to me. They wind up hiring some other kid out of high school. Anyway, the point is, I was working, and I stayed there for a considerable period of time. It wasn't but a few weeks after that I met the woman who would become my wife and still is after nearly 49 years. But the reason I bring all this up is because one of the things that became interesting in 1970 was a huge trucking strike all over this country, big. Well, now we've got something new going on. They're calling it a bloodbath for the $800 billion trucking industry because our economy is collapsing. Stick around. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mama told me, before she passed away, said, darling, when I'm gone, don't forget to pray, 'cause there'll be hard times, hard times. Who knows better than I?
Hard times.
Had to sell all my clothes.
With everything that we continue to read, and I'm more and more convinced that fewer and fewer people are reading it because they just don't want to have to face the ugliness of what is ahead of us. Just before the break, we were talking about the $800 billion trucking industry that's probably looking forward to a bloodbath as our economy collapses. And the U.S. trucking industry has not experienced a downturn of this magnitude since the last financial crisis, and the one before, and the one before that. This is one of the clearest signs yet that the U.S. economy is steamrolling into a severe economic downturn. In other words, hard times. It all becomes interesting because of the tariffs on China. China is so damn wealthy at this point in time, not their people, of course, but the government bandits that run it all, not unlike what we have in this nation, that they seem to think that they can hold out, and I have a distinct feeling they probably can. I mean, let's face it, they don't pay their people very much money. They sell their stuff cheap so that we can get cheap garbage. Look, some years ago, I went into Costco, and they had their own line of men's underwear. T-shirts in particular is what I was looking for. And I bought one package and was blown away because they were the way they were when I was a kid. Just, you know, white T-shirts. And they were heavy, and they lasted a long time. And they were pure cotton. They weren't mixed with poly and all this other stretch garbage like they're doing this stuff with today. Everybody else, including the major manufacturers, Hanes and Jockey and Fruit of the Loom, they were all making their products so thin and so worthless to be able to stay viable in the marketplace, except for one thing. Once you washed them, they shrunk and they were junk anyway. They're all see-through stuff. They just did not last. I've got T-shirts that I've had that are still crisp and white that I've had for 7, 8, 9 years, and they're holding up exceptionally well. Then they began to make some little changes to it. They're still much higher quality than everyone else's, but you know, there's times people want quality. Now, I like wearing cargo pants, and I wear them a lot in the colder months. And I got to the point that my favorite pair, which I only bought one pair of, finally just wore out, and I had to replace them. I don't care where you go. You want to go to Target, Walmart, you want to go to JCPenney, everybody's got great-looking cargo pants except for one thing. They're all stretch pants now. So you see, the men are now being not told, they're just basically being offered the same kind of spandex-type clothing that women have been buying for years. I'm not knocking you ladies. That's not the point here. It's the point that I'm tired of being controlled by bankers, by Wall Street, by manufacturers who've decided that men need to have stretch cargo pants. Oh, can I get a pair of stretch 501 Levi's too? I don't want that stuff. Okay, number one, they don't breathe with a darn. Number two, they're stupid looking. Number three, they don't even stay up on your waist, even with a belt. I found one place that still sold real cargo pants. It's a sporting goods store. It starts with a C, not Carrabba's, Carrubba's, something like that. And one of you will think of it. You'll know what I'm talking about. And I went in there and bought 4 or 5 pair of them because I'm not going to go through this again. I'll go to my grave wearing those things, but I ain't buying those stretch pants. Sorry, it doesn't fly. But this is the problem. This is how they're making plastic clothing. It doesn't last. It doesn't fit. It looks like hell. It doesn't fit right. I'm sorry. I'd rather pay a slightly higher price. But with everything that's going on, we could be facing some very hard times. Look what's happened to our food. It's all being said. Potato doesn't. When's the last time you baked a potato? It doesn't taste like a potato anymore. I know what potatoes tasted like when I was a kid. My mother would, you know, scrub the darn baked potato up. She'd rub some butter on it, a little bit of stuff. And wrap it in aluminum foil and stick it on the briquettes. And it came out tasting amazing. You come out now, they don't mash in a fork with a darn. It's like, what is this? It's flour. Oh, it's all been sprayed with Roundup. One example. What are the animals being fed? What are the pigs being fed and the cows that provide us the steaks and the pork chops and the bacon and the ham, et cetera, et cetera? Chicken? Chicken's bad enough. What my wife does, it makes it even worse. I can't stomach eating it, although she had a rare occasion. She did a great job the other night. Hard times. One of the other articles posted, 8 reasons a huge gold mania is about to begin. Last time the international monetary system experienced a paradigm shift of this magnitude was 1971. Whoop! The year after I was talking about. Yeah. Then the dollar price of gold skyrocketed. Get this, over 2,300%, people. Gold shot from $35 an ounce to a high of $850 an ounce by 1980. And any one of these catalysts alone would be great news for gold. But the fact that they're all converging at the same time means an epic gold bull market is on the menu, according to the author, for 2019. Now, when I first posted that, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, here we go. It's just like these other guys. Gold's going to $3,500 an ounce. It's going to $7,000 an ounce. I run away from people like that. I run away from them because most of them have got newsletters to sell. They come up with wackadoo ideas, and then 2 days later, the markets begin to move, and all of a sudden, gold's up $40 in a couple of days, etc. So, yeah, there's some fear factors going on. There's no doubt there's people in there buying it strictly because they're seeing it go up, and now they think they can make a killing. I buy gold to ensure that I don't get killed financially. I want that ability to buy that pair of cargo pants or to be able to put, buy a side of beef or pork or whatever it is I like to eat. Maybe to make sure that I can still continue to grow my own vegetables. But then chemtrails will help destroy those anyway. So what do you do? Question was posted by another author. Can Western central banks continue capping gold at $1,350? Well, it's almost $40 higher than that right now, so a little bit late. Price of gold at the time of the writing of this had jumped 5.8% in just over 3 weeks. It's a pretty big move in a short period of time for any asset. But two factors fueled the move. The first was the expectation that central banks globally would revert back to the printing of money, negative interest rate policies to address a collapsing global economy. The rapid price rise in gold from $700 to $1,900 between 2008 and September of 2011 was powered by what? Global central bank money printing, big bank bailouts. Well, we know money printing's on the horizon. But wake up, folks. So are bank bailouts all over again. And guess who's going to get to bail them out? You and I. One side piece. California voters are not happy with free medicals for illegals. A lot of them aren't happy with California's driver's licenses for illegals either. Guess what? Guess who gets to pay for all that? In higher taxes and higher fuel costs in California, higher costs for a cup of coffee. It's insanity. Don't even get me started talking about Pacific Gas and Electric, whose own faulty equipment caused the massive fires in California last year that killed many people, burned their houses, etc., etc. Another headline, compelling reasons for a major gold bull market are coalescing fast. Clive Mountain charts gold and explains why he believes this is a good time to build positions. In most cases, build positions is paper. But he says, with things shaping up so well for gold, we can certainly take any short-term correction in our stride. And more than that, we can seize upon it as an opportunity to build positions further across the sector. Another headline, gold looks ready to bounce on dovish Fed policies. Oh, and to close this portion of the segment, prepare for cost increases. Americans have been warned prices are going to begin to jump up. You see, the U.S. is looking to ramp up an already devastating trade war with China by applying more tariffs to another $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. Yeah, well, I don't know about the goods. Nothing I ever bought from China was good, but that's another story. Businesses and everyday Americans are rejecting this policy because they're going to suffer the blow, not the Chinese. The new tariffs would hit many goods that have not yet been targeted in Trump's trade war with the Chinese, including apparel, footwear, toys. Yeah, I'm not buying toys. Of course, there's other kind of toys like an AK-47. I don't want one of those either. Footwear. It's amazing you got people getting paid 30 cents a day to make Air Jordans, and you got to pay, you know, well over 100 bucks for a pair of those. So forget it. Somebody's making the profit. Oh, that's right. It's the retailers in this country. Apparel. Well, we're back to the stretch cargo pants again, I guess. Americans have already been footing the bill for this insane war on the so-called free market, but it looks like it's going to get a lot worse if the government has anything to say about it. And that, my friends, is the name of those tunes for right this minute. Oh, I could go on and on with more and more headlines, but hopefully you begin to understand and get the idea what we're facing. It's not good. It's not good at all. Yeah. Yeah. Let's take a portion of this program and go in a different area. It's actually something I share with my audience on Tuesday morning. Let's consider this a lesson. A little bit of historical. Some of this is designed to set the record straight for a number of you who may listen to my program on Tuesday and Thursdays. You may listen to some of the other programs who apparently are sponsored by some other precious metals operation. There used to be a guy years ago when Robbie and I left, for one reason or another, there was a guy who John brought in who billed himself as the smartest man in the world. And I began to become familiar with some of the things that he was doing. He had one woman who sent a considerable amount of money into him. It didn't go through RBN. It went directly to this guy, which I understand that. And he loaded her up with a whole bunch of U.S. $20 double eagles that were all graded and certified by PCGS and NGC as an MS-64. Let's talk about grading for just a couple minutes. And I share this stuff with you to lay some groundwork for where we're going to go, because, frankly, they are referred to as numismatics, although that's not totally true. Numismatics are fool's gold. And I can give you numerous examples as to why I can prove that. I've professionally been in this industry for 30-odd years. Some of you may be tired of hearing me say it. I've certainly written about it, and I've talked about it on the air. I'm 71, folks. I started buying silver when I was 10 and gold when I was 12. Gold was not an easy thing to buy in 1962 in this country. Too many people were looking over their shoulders for the ghost of FDR to come grab their gold. But by then, the kind of gold that we're talking about was legal to own. Numismatic has to do with the study and or collecting of coins of rare and or unusual value. The key word is rare, not because of its age, because the survivorship rate of that particular specimen is exceedingly low, and within certain economic levels, it's highly in demand. No. What most of these companies will sell you or ship you or offer you, companies like the cheese company, the muffler company, some of the other companies that got caught with their hand in the till and have been forced out of business the last few years. One of them was one of the biggest discount operations in the country. And he basically got shut down because he owed over $7 million to people who had sent him money, and he never shipped them the goods. And he was just trying to buy time and buy time and buy time, and it didn't work. Big guy was from California. Can't think of his name offhand. I'll think of it because there's a story that goes along with it. What I share with you now, a little bit of history and education. It's kind of mixed from two different columns. One from renowned economic commentator Peter Schiff. Many of us knew his father. And other comments from myself and some of the columns that I've written. When we come back, we're going to talk about numismatics a little bit. And give you the warnings as to what to watch for. Do not get hoodwinked. Stay with us.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Very appropriate. Welcome back. Highway to the Danger Zone. What was the piece we played before? Hard Times? All these songs add up. They make some very interesting statements. There have been times in my years in this industry that we've certainly addressed the hype around gold confiscation. We've got some interesting articles posted on Morgana Precious Metals that I strongly urge you to read. If you go to the website, MorganaPreciousMetals.com, there's a black bar under the banner at the top of the page that says the information vault. Now, I've got a couple of areas that are giving me problems right now. But under the heading, Why Gold?, you'll find six or seven different articles posted in there. One of them gets very deeply involved with Roosevelt's confiscatory policies, but we spend a lot of time clarifying as much as we can. And we'll do a little bit of it here today as well. But don't get all wrapped up in this confiscatory caca, okay? First of all, there's not a single one of my clients ever, except one, that I've ever had to report what they purchased, what they liquidated, because it's all done within the parameters of the law. And if you're unsure, uneasy, I'll ensure that you've got enough information to make the right decision how much and when and where to liquidate. But there's no requirement for me to report any of these transactions. The name of the corporation is Kettle Moraine Limited. It doesn't say Kettle Moraine Gold and Silver. Actually, when you make an acquisition on behalf of RBN or myself through the precious metals offering here, you're not making it out to Morgana Precious Metals. It's just strictly Kettle Moraine Limited, period. There's good reason for all that. When I ship a product out, it doesn't say that it's coming from Joe Blow's Gold and Silver Emporium. You know, that's just advertising to the postman or the FedEx guy or anybody else exactly what he's carrying. No, thank you. We prefer not to do that. Kettle Moraine also is a publisher and sells and ships books all over the world. So, you know, we just keep it kind of loose. But let's get back to this business about the confiscatory policy. There's a lot of myth relates to collectible or so-called numismatic coins will offer you protection. And they do when they don't. But in this case, let's take the term numismatic and simplify it for easy understanding. Let's just consider it a pseudo-rare coin. It's been graded. It's been certified. Somebody's trying to tell you this is the way to go, because they try to upsell you. Oh, they'll argue that in investment merits alone, numismatics are a better bet, which might be a more rational line of thinking than the typical confiscation con, but it's bad advice for investors hoping to protect their assets in an economic slump. Real simple. In an economic slump, nobody's going to care about your rare anything. Think about that. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Got a lot more to go for the next hour. I could probably do two. I ain't going to. Got a hot date with my granddaughter. Went out to the blues jam tonight. We need leaders to lead us, not stick us and bleed us. Take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RB.